It's Garden Talk with Noel. Garlic, Noel, is one of my favourite things to add to foods. It just, I mean, obviously not jam, but I mean, it does pep things up, doesn't it?
Well, Dan, you know, this is the time of the year that a lot of people have been harvesting garlic, not a month ago, harvesting all their garlic from what they planted from last year. So garlic is one of those vegetables slash spices, but they're a vegetable.
At least they're not a fruit.
That's right. That really requires the grower to have a good amount of patience. Yeah. That's the thing you need to be rich in growing garlic, is patience, because it's going to take a good 9 to 11 months
really
for garlic to form that extremely long. Well, yes.
Wow, that must be one of the longest times a vegetable takes to grow.
When you think about it, when you buy garlic, so at the moment garlic is now available through many of the garden centres, including us, and you buy garlic that looks like normal garlic. Mm. But when you go home to plant them, you must pull apart every clove, which is like an independent small bowl. So you plant that in with the pointy bit up, usually about finger deep in rows. And when you think what it came from, which was the bigger bulb that had all the segments to it, it would take nearly a year for those segments to actually form an entire bulb of garlic. So that's the reason why your patience will be rewarded by actually digging up your garlic and finding that they're fully formed. Those of people that are out there that are lucky to have elephant garlic is the larger variety, not so incredibly pungent, but has a beautiful, delicate flavour on its own and can be used in even more dishes than what you'd think, because it doesn't leave a garlic aftertaste for those people that are sensitive to those sorts of things. Mm. In saying that, there are a lot of people out there with sensitivity to alliums, so they may not be able to even consume garlic, which is a real shame, because I think it's one of the world's nicest flavourings of any vegetable that you can grow at home. Now is the perfect time. So for those who want to grow garlic, for instance, so you pick a nice sunny spot, well-tilled soil. So, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, but any huge rocks, remove. Take out all the weeds. Nice. Make sure the soil's nice and clean and friable. And also, that has a good level of moisture retention to it. While garlic is growing, it can be quite thirsty. It actually takes up a lot of moisture. As long as that drainage is applicable there. Add in some good handfuls of dolomite. They do enjoy that extra little hit of calcium in the soil. And as I've mentioned in the past many times, dolomite brings with it a little bit of magnesium, which is really good for the uptake of nutrition. So you don't need to put huge, copious amounts of compost or manures into the soil. A little bit will go a long way, I think, with garlic. You don't want to have lots and lots of leaf growth and very small bulbs. And as I mentioned before, each of the bulbs that you might buy in a packet, you must pull apart as to individual segments to grow. Don't just plant the entire bulb as you find it.
What would happen then?
Well, it will grow, but they will not develop into separate garlic. Okay. You'll just pull out the same bulb of garlic at the end and go, oh, what's that?
Right.
You know, so if you want to get your garlic, you've got to separate those out. That is key. You'd be surprised at how many people I have come across over the many, many decades. I don't want to age myself here, but there are many decades of telling people how to grow garlic. And there are many different forms of garlic. There's redneck garlic, there's hardneck garlic, there's normal Printanor white garlic. I think garlic is garlic is garlic, you know, and I think if you love garlic, you just know how to grow it. And you can grow it in pots, you can grow it in containers, or you can grow it in the ground. So space should never be a major issue for growing garlic. It looks pretty awful in a hanging basket, so don't try that. But certainly it's an easy vegetable to grow. And the question will then arise, people will say, how do I know when to harvest it? So usually towards the end of summer into early autumn is the time to harvest your garlic that you've planted the previous year.
That's about 11 months on from now.
Usually, yeah, you can plant it now. They say the best time to plant garlic traditionally, I mean, folklore says shortest day of the year, which is in June. So you've got between now and June to get your garlic in, put it that way, and then they say to harvest on the longest day of the year. That often happens in December.
Yeah.
So it's a little early, I think. So you let your garlic develop a bit longer. Don't overwater it when it gets too foliaged, or don't let them get too humid around them, because they will get rust otherwise.
Right.
And if you are going to water garlic, best to water them in the morning, not towards the evening at all. And the leaves, you know, you shouldn't waste them. As much as they will die down anyway, while they're growing, you can pick the occasional garlic leaf here and there and throw it into your stir fry. No one will ever know.
Mm.
Just not too many, just occasional one.
Just a subtle flavour.
Yeah.
As far as leftover garlic...
there should never be anything like leftover garlic.
It's a bit like leftover wine, isn't it? What's that? Not familiar with the concept. If you've got some cloves left over, or some small ones that you may not use, could you use those and plant those, or do they have
to be generally speaking, yes, you could. As long as they're firm and they're not soft to the touch, if they're not too spongy, you should be able to plant those out. But generally speaking, you know, there should never really be anything like leftover garlic, because what you can do is just mash it up, the fresh garlic, mince it up, and then keep that into the freezer in ice blocks. And then you've got fresh minced garlic to use any time of the year.
Yeah, that's a great tip, the freezing. I was going to ask you, with regards to garlic bulbs, there's something different about that. I mean, you couldn't get a bulb for planting it and just go and use that.
Well, the ones that normally are available in the shops for the supermarkets, if they've come from overseas, which a majority of them do, Mexico, for instance, sometimes Bolivia.
I did see a big difference in price probably about a year ago between the difference in New Zealand garlic and imported garlic.
Homegrown New Zealand garlic is always a safer bet. When you get imported garlic, they've been bleached, especially the ones that have come from China.
Right.
They've been bleached, hence the reason why they're so perfectly white and clean.
Yeah.
Plus also they've been dipped, so you're not too sure. Yet they will, kept in a dark cupboard, they will want to sprout, but they don't really amount to anything. So if you want to buy garlic in another way, just make sure they're all New Zealand garlic.
Mm.
Yeah, that's definitely the best way.
And I guess it's another one of those things, isn't it, that by buying from a known source and growing yourself, you know what you're going to get.
That's correct.
Yeah. There's no toxicity or anything like that involved.
No, that's true. And you know exactly what's gone into it, and you definitely can find the difference in the flavour as well. So
come in, get your garlic supplies, pick up some patience while you're at it for growing them. Don't put them in a hanging basket.
No.
Give them sunlight. Give them a decent water at the start, but don't overwater them.
And if you don't have any room in the garden, try growing them, you know, in a large pot, a large plastic pot. They won't take up any extra space, and they really are interesting things to grow.
I know it's a bit of an open-ended question, but how many bulbs and how many cloves would you plant?
Well, generally speaking, when you buy a pack of garlic, you get anywhere between 6 and 9 bulbs in there.
Okay.
And that can give you quite a sufficient amount of garlic plants, because you separate each bulb.
Mm.
Each bulb will give you up to 6 to 8 separate cloves.
Right.
So there's 6 or 8 plants, essentially. Mm. So, you know, 9 times, say you get 9 bulbs, you know, you got 60-odd plants eventually. You could easily.
Well, and lots of friends. So long as you don't eat the garlic and then bring them.
Oh, just throw garlic into anything.
Absolutely.
Pastas. No one says no to garlic in Italian food. You've got to have it. Fresh garlic butter.
Yes.
You know, oh, my goodness me. I just throw it into anything. It's so good for you. It's really good for, as a health vegetable, keeps up the vitamin C, keeps away colds and flu.
Mm.
You know, it has so many benefits for such a little thing, and a very ancient plant at that. You know, we've been using garlic now as human beings for eons, so we might as well continue on with the trend.
Yeah, absolutely. Garlic and ginger.
Mmm.
good stuff. Hey, look, thanks for your time, Noel. If you do have any questions for Noel, you can drop them via the website, gardentalk.nz, or via real104.com. We will catch up again next week.
Great, Dan.